Welcome, everybody. Shir number 898, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of going through some semi-reish tests, various different nechshalim, if you want to call it, mistakes that come up in making a bracha and how to work with it. Just standard, basic concepts. We're not going into great detail, but it's extremely important to keep in mind these various different basics, because these are things which come up all the time. Mistakes happen. We're only human beings. So it says in our Simin Reish test, says the Shayin Halachas, we're up to Sif Dalad. I'm trying to go in the order of the Sefer Shayin Halachas, compacted all together. The Mechaber, Ramah, Meshabura, and everything else. Okay, so he says like this in Ois Dalad, V'mhoye Sover Al Mayim, Shehu Yayin. If somebody has water, and he thought it was wine, or somebody has a drink, whatever, they have, let's say, soda, right? And they thought it was wine. Uberech Bore Pri Hagafen, so I think it's wine, so I make a Bore Pri Hagafen. V'toch Kedei Dibor, right? Nizkar, and V'toch Kedei Dibor, meaning in general, we say Shalom Aleichem, the amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, So the amount of time it takes a person to say those three words, which is what we call in halacha toich kedei diber, nizkar sheta, the person remembered that. In other words, they chapped themselves, they caught themselves. But Omar gamkein shahakol. Shahakol niya bidvare is yatza, will be good. Right? So again, what's the case? I have a cup of soda, I have a cup of orange juice, I have a cup of beer, whatever. I have something that the bracha is a shahakol. But I made a mistake and I thought that it was grape juice or wine, right? So I started making the bracha and I made it by Repri HaGofen. And basically, as I'm finishing, well, as soon as I finish, I caught myself one second, this is not wine. You know, I'm not talking out, but I'm thinking to myself, this is not wine. This is not grape juice. One second, I have a cup of soda in my hand. Right? So I caught myself, and in the amount of time, again, toich kedei diber, the amount of time it takes somebody to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, so nizkar shetov amagam kein shakal nibavari. I quickly said shakal nibavari. It would be good. So what did I do? I said baruch ato Hashem on my cup of soda, on my cup of water if I'm thirsty, on my cup of beer or whatever the case is that I'm drinking, on my cup of orange juice. Baruch ato Hashem alikenu melech v'elom buire pri hagofen shakal nibavari. I quickly caught myself, like I just mentioned, shakal nibavari quickly, and that would be good. Okay. So in other words, the brach of shahakal would still be good. Okay, so now what about good? I thought it was wine, I thought it was grape juice, my cup of soda. If I took too long, let's say I said Baruch Ato Hashem Alekein Malch Olam Boire Pri Huagofen Shahakol Niyabedvari. In other words, I took more than the time it says for, it takes a person to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So those, you know, like I roughly the example that I just gave, so that it would be no good. You have to be able to chop it in that amount of time, pretty much right afterwards, right? Right afterwards. But if you took a space in between, more than that amount of time, more than Tachetei Dibur, then it would be no good. So because you made a Hagofen, and it's really water. You made a Hagofen, it's really soda. You made a Hagofen, it's really orange juice, or whatever it might be. So that's what he's saying. Aval la'acha kedei dibur, lo'y mahani, that won't have. Afilu in b'shatz brocha. Oh, so now the Chiddush is like this. It says, Afilu in b'shatz brocha, yoda shehu mayim. Even your intention was good. You had good intention. Even though during the bracha you had in mind that you're drinking water, or you're drinking orange juice, or you're drinking something that's shahakal, for ratzel avarach shahakal, and you wanted to make a shahakal, that's what I want to make. But again, like we mentioned last year, I slipped up, I started dreaming, or whatever the case is, and I said, right, Bar Priyagotha. My intention was good all the way through, but the bottom line is, what did you say? Intention today, intention tomorrow, it's not going to help you. It's what did you say, what's the bottom line? So that's what he says. Afilu im b'shas bracha, I'm making my bracha on my soda. I have in mind to make a shahakal. I said it all the way through. I had in mind shahakol and yada shehu mayim v'ratzel v'ach shahakol uvachasi mosay to, but at the end I slipped up v'amar bar priyagofen v'chazer la'acha kedei dibar, and now I waited too long, I didn't catch myself. I said bar priyagofen and I didn't catch myself with the right intention, with everything, so lo mahani, it won't help. Okay, so that's the halacha, right? Again, these are standard basic halachas in mistakes which come up in brachas. So we see the importance. We see the importance of, you know, you say Hashem's name in vain. It's a problem. It's a major problem. So a person has to be extremely careful. A person takes a cup of water when he's thirsty, whatever, the regular drink, soda, whatever, or if they take, you know, wine or grape juice, whatever it might be, or they're eating anything else for that matter. A person should just take a second. It doesn't take much time, a second, two, right? And think for a second, what am I doing? I'm making a shahakal, you know, and even more than that, try and thank Hashem. I'm making a shahakal, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the water, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the orange juice, that I'm able to drink the orange juice, right? The taste, I'm able to taste the orange juice, and many, many different things, that the orange juice is able to go down in my body, be processed, I get energy from whatever it is, from whatever it is a person's drinking, soda, coffee, right? I'm drinking a coffee, delicious coffee, and you know, I'm able to taste the coffee. Geschmacka coffee, we all know that first coffee in the morning, those of us who drink coffee, we wake up in the morning, that first geschmacka coffee, right? We should say that bracha with even more kavana, that shahakal. So a person should, doesn't take more than 2 or 3 seconds to give it a thought, thanking Hashem, thinking for a second, what am I doing, the bracha I'm making, and if you're eating something, you're making a mezonos, think in my mezonos for a minute. Whatever the case is, ha'etz is ha'etz, whatever bracha. Like this, number one, that's the right way, that's what's supposed to be done. And number two, a person like this in general won't come to making all these mistakes. There are, like we said, there are ways to fix it, but you know, if you don't chop yourself, it's a problem. You made a bracha in vain, basically. That's the bottom line. Okay, thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha, kol tov.